Martin Zender here once again from the bunker behind me, the enemies of Batman and Robin in 1966, that epic year. And I want you to notice how villains back in the day were very classy. We have the Penguin right here, always elegantly dressed. He had suit tails, coat and tails, bow tie, top hat, and he always had that elegant long cigarette holder. Ladies and gentlemen, even the Joker always wore a tie and a suit jacket. Now, the Riddler, I'm not so sure about him, but he does wear those silk gloves. Catwoman here is in a category all her own. This is Lee Merriweather, who played Catwoman in the film. But I think Julie Newmar, who played Catwoman in the television series, is much to be preferred. I did intimate earlier last week that Robin did not have much going for him in the testosterone department. Now, I'm not saying I spent a lot of time looking at Robin's outfit, but I'm like, where is it, right? I mean, so Batman had Catwoman all to himself, but that relationship blew up. I think Catwoman ended up dead in one episode, but cats have nine lives. She came back. She ended up in prison for life. Very tragic. Romance gone bad. In order to understand this seven-year period in the book of Revelation, that's covered by the book of Revelation, we need to understand Daniel's prophecy from chapter 9. And by God, we're going to do it. Why is the Revelation period 7 years in length? And why is the 7 years split into 3.5 year periods? It harkens back to Daniel, harkens back to that man when he was in Babylon, in exile, vexed over the prospects of his country, his nation, and wanting to know how long it would be till the promises God made to Israel through the patriarch Abraham would be fulfilled. God gave him an answer by sending, this is epic, sending the messenger Gabriel to him. And Gabriel gave him a prophecy concerning 70 time periods of 7 years. Or if you want to say it this way, seven time periods of 70 years. Either way you cut it or multiply it, I did this on my calculator, that's 490 years. Now, if you think that this 490 years is required to run consecutively, you are mistaken. And this is not unusual, because when Israel is in apostasy, time is not counted. Not only that, but the messenger Gabriel is intelligent. And the messenger Gabriel splits the 490 years, the 77s, into two periods of 69 and 1. And the 69 periods of 7 years lead up to Messiah's humiliation, and the last period lead up to Messiah's glory. You may ask, why split the 77s? Why not just have them run? Because after 69 sevens, Messiah is cut off. So there is a gap. Sorry if you don't like that word. Some people don't like the word because they think that those who believe, this is the rational belief, that Revelation is still future. I say this only because you may know of certain camps, theology camps, which say that the events of Revelation are history. Historical history in the past. That is an outrage. It's so absurd. Because if that's the case, then we're now living on the new heavens and the new earth. Because the kingdom was 1,000 years. That's all spiritual or metaphorical. It's not real. And of course, all the events that are supposed to transpire on the new earth, the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven, death being abolished, every tear wiped away. Not death abolished, but death segregated to the lake of fire. Why? I just don't see it happening, and neither do you. Not only that, but the angel Gabriel, I said angel, that's the King James Version, the messenger Gabriel, the celestial dignitary who is quite concerned with Israel, came to Daniel and told Daniel what would happen at the end of the 77s. And it would have to do with many illustrious things, at least six illustrious points concerning the putting away of irreverence from Israel, the establishment of righteousness, the inauguration of the new temple, all these things. You have to smear grape jelly on your eyes and hang upside down with banana and a blindfold to even imagine that any of these things have happened. You have to just explain away every single thing you read, not only in the prophecy of I don't know where the bananas came from. I'm sorry. I think I watched the movie Jungle Book the other night with Ruchinia and, you know, King Louie with the banana. They're on my head. They're in my brain. But you have to undo everything John's talking about in Revelation. You have to undo what the messenger Gabriel told to Daniel about what would be accomplished at the end of this long time period. And you also have to undo every single prophecy made by every single prophet. We reviewed those last week. You have to just forget all the promises made to Israel and strain. By the time you're done straining at all these things, you have turned God's revelation into an abomination. You're not having faith in what he says. You're inventing things. You're taking these 490 years and not making them literal. They represent something else. They represent the grace of God, as I've heard one person say, because Jesus told his disciples to forgive 70 times 7. God likes the number 7. He likes to add a zero to it. What's the big problem? Here, when Jesus is speaking, it has to do with forgiveness, but when the messenger Gabriel is speaking to Daniel, it has to do with literal years. And this can be shown, and we're going to show this, literal years that lead up to God's program being fulfilled with Israel. But as I said, it's a mistake to assume that these years have to run consecutively, because again, the messenger Gabriel wisely split these two into periods of 69 and one, and he split the 69 into two periods of 62 and 7, and he split the last 7 into two 3.5 year periods for a purpose. And if you're going to allegorize all this stuff, you have to ignore these fine points, these technicalities. You just have to run roughshod over it and say there's no reason for it, but there is. And the splitting the 69 from the 7 allowed for a gap. After 69 sevens, after the 62 sevens, we're going to look at this passage from Daniel chapter 9. After the 60, I'm just giving you a hint, whet your appetite for this week. After the 62 sevens, which would follow the first 7 sevens, that is, after 69 sevens, Messiah will be cut off and there will be no adjudication for him. This allows for, this stops it. This stops the stopwatch of the 69, of the 77s, because now we have a disaster happening. Now we have Messiah being cut off, unexpected. Well, the pre-exile prophets did talk about it, but they didn't know how long it would last. Now, you're assuming, if you're living in the time of Messiah being cut off, and if you're a wise person in Israel, and you know Daniel chapter 9, and by the way, there were not many wise people in Israel who knew Daniel chapter 9, because if they knew it, they wouldn't have killed the Messiah. So they had to be ignorant of it. Just like today, they're reading it, but it's going way over their heads. We're not doing that here. So you have to see that God is making an allowance for something to happen in between the 69 sevens and the last 7. And one of those things was the 40 years of the Pentecostal administration, which was Israel's chance, air quotes, to receive their Messiah. Now, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ did not occur within these time periods. It was outside, because the Messiah is cut off. After the 69 sevens, Messiah will be cut off. After that, after the 69, it's not during the last 7 years. The last 7 years remains. It is future. In Hebrews, I believe it's chapter 8, verse 8, which is years after the Pentecostal administration in Acts, we see the new covenant still being hoped for, still being talked about. Where is it? Where's the new covenant? It has not come yet. And one of the reasons is this intervening secret administration of Paul. So it's not unusual. I'm going to show you specific instances where God's time, God's stopwatch, stops when Israel is in apostasy. And right now, Israel is in big time apostasy. Wow. So the last 7 years of Daniel's prophecy is now is coming to fruition, is elaborated upon. It's finally here in the unveiling of Jesus Christ. And that's what we're looking at. I think tomorrow I'm going to start with the 2,520 days. And I'm going to talk about 173,860 days. I'll get that out. I'll practice that before the next show. 173,880 days. What is that? Well, that number equals 7 times 69 years of 360 days each. Why is that time period important? You're going to find out tomorrow. If you're not here tomorrow, you won't find it out. And I might have to sick one of these villains after you. Write me and tell me which of these villains you want coming after you. I know my answer.